This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
Despite the fact that Syria has been on the front burner, you should be aware that the risk in the financial system that's dominated the news for the last 5 years is absolutely not over. I mean, trying to paper over the sovereign debt crisis by adding more debt is not a solution. It was simply a short-term band-aid. Every Western nation, including Canada, has added to record debt levels since the crisis began. All that's happened is that in the absence of political leadership, central banks stepped in with record low interest rates and programs designed to put massive amounts of freshly minted money into the system. Meanwhile, the escalating debt necessitates higher government revenue, spurring higher levels of taxation, which in turn reduces growth in the private sector. France is the latest country to admit the shortcomings of that approach, as their deficit continues higher than forecast while unemployment grows and the economy stagnates. Since the crisis hit, the Federal Reserve has created over $10 trillion. The U.S. federal debt has hit record highs, and yet the recovery is the worst on record in terms of full-time job growth. And now there's some disconcerting signs that even their anemic recovery is slowing. But here's the point. There is still major risk in the financial system. Any investment that is heavily leveraged is vulnerable to sharp price declines. If borrowed money has been what led the prices higher, then deleveraging can bring them back down with a vengeance. We've seen it in the real estate in many parts of the world, in the stock market, and recently in gold. Everyone should recognize that excess debt is still the biggest wild card to our financial security. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.